Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
And good evening. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Hey guys, thank you for listening in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you. And those who are listening online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening as well. If you are on my show page right now on the internet, go ahead and you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set yourself up where you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show. Okay? And that way, you know, you'll never miss an episode of the show. You'll be alerted that we're having a show. Okay? And those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Press the number 1. Come on the air with me. Let's talk. Today, you know, I like to throw a little weather and news and stuff like that into the show before I get into the episode. But today's hot. Okay, 90-something, 91, 88, 89, between 88 and 91 degrees. So you guys have to be careful, especially, you know, you see people out there walking and running and cycling. If, you know, as you are, you should be, you know, watering as well. And what I mean by watering is watering your body, you know, pouring water down your neck, pouring water over your head. Stay cool, okay? Because that's what your body wants, is to stay cool, not to overheat. When it overheats, you know, it causes a problem. So, you know, hydrate your body with water and, you know, keep it cool. It's just like a car, you know, and, you know, if your car didn't have water to run through that engine and keep it cool, it's what you need the water pump for, is to run that water through that, across that engine, and it's keeping it cool. That way it can run long distances. But if you didn't have that water in there, all the heat and everything from the engine would, you know, it blow, okay? It warp your heads on your engine, and then that'll make you lose compression, and so you know, that's bad. So do that, guys. Stay hydrated. Keep some water going down your neck all the time, and just, you know, keep your body cool. All right. Also, you know, I'm sure today has had a lot of news in it, but I haven't really looked into the news. All I heard is some bits and pieces on the radio as far as weather and stuff like that. You know, I always try to pick that stuff up, you know, first thing in the morning so I can give it to you guys in the afternoon. Now, tomorrow's going to be a 50% chance of rain, so you may want to take your umbrellas or whatever, you know, and do it that way. But it hasn't rained today. That's a good thing. I mean, today's not over, but it hasn't rained today yet. But I may have to take that back because I think I was going to work this morning and I saw some sprinkles. So, I, you know, it has rained just a little bit today, technically, okay? But anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And so, you know, also, guys, on Twitter and Facebook, you can follow the show. I'm on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show, okay? So you can follow us on Twitter. You can also follow us on Facebook. Go into your Facebook account. Go to the search box and type in The Frank Williams Show. Okay? Do that and you know, become friends of the show. And you can have you get daily show notes and stuff like that when we're going to have a show that way. Whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio. I'm all over, baby. You'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, again, thank you guys for listening in. I see there are people joining the show right now. But today's topic, today's episode is called The Younger Generation's Thinking. Okay. How are the younger generation of people thinking? Now, we got our generation. I mean, I'm right at 50 years old. I'll be 50 next year. I don't have a problem with that. Y'all with me? I feel like I'm 40. But what I'm saying is that, you know, the younger generation, I think, are people that are 30 and younger, or even 25 and younger. And, I don't know what generation you call them, like the Y or something like that, but we're the Y generation, I believe. Okay, don't quote me on that. But anyway, where was I going? I was going here. But the younger generation, 25 or younger, okay? And what I'm saying is the way they think, the way this younger generation think, is that a lot of them, and I'm not saying all, because, you know, I work with some younger generation people that are, you know, wanting to be on the right track. And they, you know, they grabbing a hold of everything that they can grab a hold of in order to be on track, to be able to, see, they'll be able to do some things that we weren't able to do. You know, if they start to save right now, 401k and all this stuff, then, you know, although I have 401k as well, but they have the time to really build a gigantic 401 retirement account. And you know, that's what everyone recommends. You know, get in with your job. They'll match your money. So get in here, do that, and do other things outside of that if you want. I mean, everything is going into that. You know what I'm saying? It's going into doing your thing, you know, once you're ready to retire. And see, retirement has nothing to do with age. A lot of people think, I get to be, you know, 68, 69 years old. I got to stop working, you know. I'm going to retire. I mean, now the age is like 72. You know, when you can start getting full benefits from the government. They say retirement age is 72, I believe. So if you start now at 20 to 25 years old, you have a job and you can put it into a 401k, you got to do that. You got to do it. You know, and you put into it every pay period, every paycheck. So you never even see the money. It's gone over there. I'm going to retirement. That's where the money is going. He going over there, and he going to sit in there until you retire. Then they get up and start walking out. But the way a lot of the younger generation, not the guys that I was just talking about, but a lot of the younger generation, they think that they're owed something. They think that they're supposed to be given things. They think that they can, you know, come into somewhere and put the old people out. It's like, we, you know, I'm coming in now, so, you know, this person, you got to get out. But this person isn't ready to get out. Okay? And so you got to find your niche. And unless you have a really special skill, you really got a scratch and claw right here, and you got to watch your money. But, you know, this other younger generation, they think that someone's supposed to give them something, or they think that the way is through, running a little dope money, because they see some other guys that are making money doing that. Well, they may be making money doing that, but that money's not going to last very long. Because for one thing, he's spending it like crazy. You know, them guys that sell that stuff, they're balling, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're spending their money. They aren't saving it, which they should be, just in case they hit some trouble, which is likely. Drug game, you know, it doesn't work, guys. Don't even think about that. I'd rather you try, you know, rapping or something. You know, trying to put out a rap song or something. Because that's the way a lot of the younger generation think, that they're going to make money. They see these rappers and, you know, they got these big cars and big houses, flashing money all the time. They think that, bam, that's the way to go. And that's a way to go. That's a way to go. And I'd recommend it if you're good at it. If you're good at it, go for it. You know? Who knows? Who knows what happened? Who knows who will hear you? Who knows who will sign you? So do that. If you have another type special skill, get into that. But this younger generation now thinks that they're owed everything. You know? When I was growing up, we didn't worry about that stuff because we were out and going. We were outdoors and playing basketball and playing football during football season. We played, you know, basketball during basketball season. We played baseball during baseball season. We were outside. This younger generation, they aren't. They aren't doing that. They inside playing video games, texting, on the phone, on the iPad, you know, doing this type stuff. When we were out jumping and running and playing and hanging out, folks don't do that these days. This young generation, I don't know. They don't think like we thought. But I guess we didn't think like our parents. Y'all with me? Or even our peers. They probably thought we were crazy too. I just think that this younger generation, you know, people taught them that. That's what they've been taught. So why don't you think that that's what, the way they think? That's all they know. It's all they see in videos and stuff on TV and flashy cars and all this stuff. That ain't what it's about. But I understand. Y'all with me? Because I was the same way. But the reason I want to talk to my younger people is because if you can hear how I think at 49 years old, then you can start to think up that away. Y'all with me? If I tell you how I think, then you can start thinking up that away towards 50. Because I want you guys to think about future. You know, God made us where we don't, you know, he hadn't built us to look back. He wants us to look forward.
And you know why they call it like today? You know why they call today and right now the present? Because it's a gift. So what I'm saying is that think ahead. God put that, you know, when you go, it's a little graphic, but I got to say it. See, I can say stuff on here that you guys may not be able to say, but I'll say it. You know, when you go, you know, you have to go to the bathroom, you know, you have to sit down sometimes. Okay? Men, women have to sit down all the time, but men, we have to sit down. So, but God put that behind you so that you wouldn't have to look at it. It's behind you. Let it out. Let it go. Move on. Move forward. So think forward. Think ahead. Dream of doing something bigger. That's how I want you guys to think. And I want to start the book club so that we'll start thinking this away. We'll start thinking towards the future. We'll start dreaming about stuff, things. How you want your life to be at 40, at 30, at 35. And you know, you write that down. And you look at it. Man, I said I was going to be retired at 50. Now, next year, I'm 50. At the rate that I'm going now, I won't be able to retire at 50. Okay? Some of you guys would be able to. Some of you guys on the show right now may be able to retire at 50. But if I talk to my younger generation, I'm telling them, think ahead. Think of where you want to live. Think of where you want to be. Think of the house that you want to build. Think about, you know, having a family one day. I know you're saying, Frank, this is, you know, hey, man, hey, I ain't but 20 years old. I got to live a little bit. Yeah, you got to live a little bit. You're going to live a little bit. But I'm saying if you start thinking towards the future, living will be, listen to me, listen, living will be, and that's two big words, living will be the way you want it. If you start thinking that way, if you start thinking about getting that, if you start writing it down what you want, then you say, I got to save this amount. I got to head in this direction. This is how I'm going to achieve it. Man, it's powerful. My mom always said the words that people, you know, they use these little black letters on this white paper to say big things. They can build you up with those black letters and that white paper, and they can tear you down with those black letters and that white paper. Those black letters and that white paper are powerful. So you write down, you write some black letters on white paper what you'd like to achieve in the next bunch of years. What you like to achieve. But most of the younger generation, and I can only speak from some, you know, the younger generation that I know. They're out there right now. They're online. Like, they be looking for, like, some more, you know,
Air Jordans or the latest Wayne Wade's or the latest, you know, whomever shoes. Oh, man, they cost, you know, they cost $200. $220. Okay? Now, when you figure out how much they cost, your mind automatically starts to go in trying to figure out how to get it. So if you write down what you want, like those shoes, if you write down build your home, just like you write down those shoes, you start to say how I'm going to get these shoes. You also think like that when you're going for a house or a car that you want. Something that you want, you know, you prepare and you save for. That's what I want you guys to think about. Think about that. Think about doing it that way. Y'all know what? I'm going to pretty much shut down right here, but I want the younger generation to just think forward. Think forward. Think forward. All the time. Think forward. Think forward about what you're going to do. Think forward about what you're going to be. Think forward how you want your life to look when you get there. Think forward. And I guarantee you, your mind will figure out how to get it. You just keep thinking. You just keep thinking about things that you want to achieve. If you do that, I guarantee you, you'll get it. I'm guaranteeing it. Just like you guarantee a football contract. I'm guaranteeing you that if you think forward, start to understand how you're going to get it, your mind will figure out how to get it. Okay, you want this house to cost, you know, $200,000. Then you start thinking, man, how can I get that $200,000? And your mind will figure it out for you. It'll start working. And you'll get that $200,000, whether it's by a loan or whether you work your butt off for years to get. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. I've had a great time. I hope you guys grabbed something out of that. I did myself. I grabbed a lot out of that. And anyway, I've been doing the show today, you know, going back and forth to my grill outside. I'm grilling pork chops tonight for dinner, and I got to have my portion ready at a certain time, you know. So, I got to get started, and I'm going good. So, you guys wish me the best. Our show today was brought to you by CPA on Duty, our sponsor. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. The certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Good night.
If you want me to stay. person.